Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you are listening to Culture Builders number 77. Why are we better because of this loss? So after a hard loss as a coach, I had a really, really bad habit where I would come in and break down all the mistakes and talk about all the areas we needed to improve as a team. And a reflection on that type of coaching behavior, I know that 99.9% of the time, those talks to my team, where I was breaking all their mistakes down after a game, those talks were for myself. They weren't for the team. They weren't what the team needed. We can have a wide variety of responses after losses that are beneficial. And I've written some blogs on the importance of just letting your players know that you love them and that you're grateful for the opportunity to coach them. I think that's the most critical thing that you do after a game. After that, everything else maybe is not very essential or necessary. You can also do things like success logs and what went well lists or journals. After action reviews, these type of things are great ways to debrief. But another really powerful question to ask your team after a hard loss is, why are we better because of this loss? Why are we better because of this loss? Ask them to share their thoughts on how they learned and grew through the experience. Because if your team's mindset is right, I think this is a mature question for a more mature team with the right mindset, but if your team's mindset is right, then they see the whole game as an opportunity to improve, not prove themselves. Mistakes throughout the games were just learning opportunities, more reps. So how did they get better? What will they be more equipped to handle next game? Instead of just focusing on the things that went well, this gets the players and ourselves to see the things that didn't go well in a positive light. That's it for today's episode. Be sure to go to thriveonchallenge.com if you're interested in more tools to build your culture. Subscribe to my weekly newsletter there. Thanks for listening in.